The January 6th committee opened public hearing number 2 with a focus on election night 2020 inside the White House, where Donald Trump and his advisors watched the election returns with increasing worry.
The Fox News decision desk is calling Arizona for Joe Biden. That is a big get for the Biden campaign.
Did that shift the atmosphere, the attitude in the White House?
Completely.
It was becoming clear that the race would not be called on election night.
Witnesses say Trump was livid and ignored their advice to wait before making a public statement. They said he instead turned to his private attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who was described as drunk.
The mayor was definitely intoxicated. Mayor Giuliani was saying, "We want it. They're stealing it from us. Where'd all the votes come from? We need to go say that we won." And essentially that anyone who didn't agree with that position was being weak.
A defiant Trump then declared his false victory.
We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
This was the Fox News political editor, later fired from his job after calling Arizona for Biden.
After the election, as of November 7th, in your judgment, what were the chances of President Trump winning the election?
After that point?
Yes.
None.
In the weeks that followed, Trump would continue to spread the lies of widespread voter fraud, despite being told by Attorney General William Barr that the claim was bogus.
I was somewhat demoralized because I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, lost contact he's become detached from reality.
Over and over, witnesses testified that Trump refused to accept his election defeat, despite the growing evidence otherwise.
Not only was there not evidence of 8,000 dead voters voting in Pennsylvania, there wasn't evidence of 8.
The former president's media campaign spread the election falsehoods, invigorating his base. Supporters donated $250 million to Trump's so-called election defense fund. Investigators testified the fund didn't exist and that some of the money went to Trump's hotel collection and the event company that organized the January 6th rally.
Not only was there the big lie, there was the big ripoff.
The committee plans another half dozen public hearings to connect the election lies with the violence of January 6th. They say evidence will show that Trump tried to corrupt the Justice Department, and when that failed, assembled the mob that would try to keep him in power by force. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.